Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kate Pope-Huddle is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kate's become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's chairs the board for Network Kansas, a SourceLink affiliate, and she's also works on special projects for Kansas SourceLink, and she's a former employee and now retired from Kauffman Foundation, a great organization dedicated to entrepreneurs, and I'm still figuring out how she retired at 29. I'll have to ask her about that. She's our good friend Kate. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Kate, one of my favorite things to do whenever I want to have a little fun is to bait the people who think entrepreneur is a very narrow thing. Occasionally, I run into them, oftentimes in academia. Typically, the academics are the ones who are like this. And they not only think of the individual in a very narrow way, they actually locate them in a geography, almost.
It's sort of like,
you know, you can't grow, you know, there are no great wineries in Miami, you know, and there are no orange trees in Washington State. You know what I mean? You can't have certain things in certain geography. It's like in Sheboygan, you can't have entrepreneurs. It's got to be Silicon Valley or Silicon Alley or one of those other places, which is ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's crazy. And you know, we go around the country talking to people all the time, and I love the people, especially who are like, well, you can only use this word to mean this. I'm like, well, who made you in charge of this word? When we talk about entrepreneurs and see this happening all across the country, it really is that broadest group. I mean, everybody from microenterprise and Main Street all the way up to those innovation-led and second-stage businesses. And we found that really the innovation-led, you know, those tech businesses built around a technology or a groundbreaking innovation are typically only about 1% of the businesses in the community.
There's no question about it. And you know, I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. I started something
absolutely.
From nothing. Absolutely. And I came up out of the ground in middle America. I mean, absolutely drop dead, nothing, clean slate, blank paper, whole cloth, zero, and no capital. So, if that didn't qualify you, I don't know what it is. But the thing is that, when people try to narrow this down, I don't know why that's important to them. I think it may be just, I don't know if it's an arrogance. I don't know if they just can't, they don't want to comprehend all the potential for entrepreneurship that there is out there. What do you think?
I think there's a belief that these tech-led businesses are the ones that are creating all the jobs. And I will have to say that those do have the potential to grow quickly and create a lot of jobs quickly. However, when we look at jobs being created by new and young firms, which, as the Kauffman research shows, are creating all the net new jobs, those are all kinds of different businesses. They are not just innovation-led. They are restaurants. They are Main Street entrepreneurs. And all the micro-enterprises are at least creating one job for themselves, if not another one or two jobs for other people in the community. So the smaller companies are creating jobs 1 and 2 and 3 and 10 at a time. But when you add all those up, it creates a tremendous amount of impact in a community.
Well, and
we see this happening in rural communities as well as urban core and East Coast, West Coast, and right here in the middle where I'm here in Kansas City, happening everywhere.
Well, look at the connecting tissue in the fabric of the marketplace that entrepreneurs all over the country create. I mean, think about that. Think about the communities. How the communities are benefiting from the development of and the growth of entrepreneurs filling in little gaps here and there in an economy in a society in a local market in a community. I mean, that's to me that's that's part of entrepreneurship. I mean, that's if nothing else, that's the Adam Smith's invisible hand writ large. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Invisible hand, I should say.
And again, when you think about sort of the culture and character of a community, you really do have to look to the entrepreneurs and small business owners who are, you know, running the really cool restaurant or the little store, mm-hmm. or they're providing a very important service in a community. And those folks are kind of there on the ground seeing what does this community need and how can I fill that need. I think the local economy is richer for that kind of experience. Plus, those tend to be the kind of folks who are very engaged in their communities in terms of supporting the local, yeah. you know, little league team and, you know, always being the one to raise their hand and say, yes, I'll support this community project and that community project. So they are critical to so absolutely those innovation-led businesses are important to our economy, but so are all those other businesses, particularly the second stage, who are those established businesses trying to grow.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing is there are resources in those communities that support all those different kinds of entrepreneurs. So the trick is getting everybody to sort of that right resource at the right time.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Kate, this conversation doesn't come up on Main Street. there's no quandary. Nobody's wringing their hands about what an entrepreneur is out on Main Street. It's kind of funny. But the reason why I think it's important for you and I to talk about it, for you and me to talk about it, is because they read stuff. They read Entrepreneur Magazine, or they read some newspaper article, or they see something online, and it talks about this kind of thing. And I just don't – I want to make sure that Main Street's entrepreneurs realize that you know that you're included in that list. You're
absolutely,
if you create something from nothing, there are lots of people out there who are as proud of you as anybody can be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they're a critical part of the story, and we ought to celebrate their successes.
Absolutely, and we do that right here on the show for every darn day. So okay, let's talk about some of the things that. Well, I'll tell you what, I got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about leadership. Folks, Kate's an expert in leadership, and we're going to talk about entrepreneurial leadership. Because I believe, Kate, that when someone has it all on the line, like an entrepreneur does, regardless of where they are, that in time, when they find their way to be successful and sustain their business, they become the community leaders. And so that's another reason why it's important for them to have entrepreneurs all across the country. The book is called Beyond Collisions. Kate, you got a website?
Yes, it's joinsourcelink.com.
Joinsourcelink.com. Check that
absolutely.
Out, folks. And
join
the book
the
is available wherever books are sold. Maria Myers and Kate Pope-Hodel wrote the book, Beyond Collisions, How to Build Your Entrepreneurial Infrastructure. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.